This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. First, if your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that now. Let's start by getting your central nervous system in a good disposition to meditate. Lie flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, try to relax into a chair. Make sure you're warm enough, because if you're cold, your body will automatically clench muscles. That's the opposite of what we want to do here. Uncross your legs and close your eyes if you can. Start by taking in deep, slow breaths, in through your nose if you can. Deep, slow breaths. Now take in a deep breath and hold it just until it becomes slightly uncomfortable. Then as you exhale your held breath, allow the muscles in your body to soften and sink deeper into the support under you. Feel your body letting go. Let go a little bit more with the next breath. And notice yourself feeling heavier all throughout your body. Now take in another deep breath and hold it until it's slightly uncomfortable, and then let it go. And that feeling right there of your body letting go, your muscles softening and your whole body becoming heavier, that feeling is what you want to focus on feeling throughout this meditation. Feel your body from within. Imagine your mind going inside your body and feel it from the inside. Just keep your mind here for a moment on your breathing and feeling the air coming in through your nose into your belly as your belly rises. And then as you exhale, feeling the mass, the weight, the life of your body relaxing. And just feeling your body in its entirety from within. Try to feel your whole body relaxing, getting heavier. This is a helpful practice for integrating your mind with your body. And the focus of your steady, deep, relaxed breathing has been shown to calm your central nervous system. When you damage your ankle in some way, sprain it, or tear a ligament or something, and in the process of healing, you think you're doing better, so you spend the day walking around. But by the end of the day, it's very sore. So if you had like a boot cast and you put an ankle boot, a kind of temporary cast, on your ankle for a while to let your ankle relax in the structure of the cast, it provides relief and helps with healing. This kind of meditation is like a boot cast for your central nervous system to relax in the structure of your mind's bodily focus to provide relief and help with healing. It lets your central nervous system relax. If you've been listening to this podcast, you might be tempted to think that a variety of different meditation styles might be better because it helps your mind stay interested. But we're intentionally doing the opposite in this kind of meditation. We're trying to learn to discipline our mind to be able to focus on getting really good at one thing, a specific kind of meditation with a rhythm of deep breathing and progressive relaxation and biblically guided imagination, so we can reintegrate and recalibrate our body with the spiritual reality of God's presence and God's love always in us and around us. This kind of meditation takes a lot of practice, a lot of new brain wiring through repetition over time. It's the concept of neuroplasticity. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Your brain is constantly rewiring itself based upon neurons that fire together. So we're trying to fire specific neurons together that allows you to focus on feeling God's presence in your body and allowing your body to relax and to replace anxiety with calm and trust and assurance and confidence. When you're a beginner, your mind is always distracted and wandering, and you're not even quite sure what you're trying to focus on. In our high-tech, digitized culture, our brains have been hardwired with all the quick distractions on our phones and all the fast-moving media we're exposed to constantly throughout the day. As a result, our brain is less and less physically wired to be able to focus and concentrate on one thing, especially if it requires developing and using your imagination rather than just passively watching a video. But this kind of meditation will enable your brain to do that kind of intense focus with practice, with time. With more and more time and practice, your mind will learn how to focus better and you will experience a deeper, more healing level of meditation, a more experiential relaxation, and recalibrating your body with your mind and soul, and a deeper experience of feeling God's presence and love within your body and soul in the present moment, whatever present moment you're in. You always connect with God in the present moment, rather than always having your mind wander into ruminating about the past or into the uncertainties about the future. This kind of meditation means to inhabit your body fully, to feel your entire body from within. Your body is meant to be filled with spiritual reality. Your body needs that, or it unconsciously starts to malfunction with tension and stress and anxiety, self-protection, and clenched muscles, and even some forms of chronic pain. But this kind of Christian meditation helps your soul embrace your body, recalibrate your soul with your body, and fill your body with the spiritual reality of God's life-giving presence and love. So continue to focus on relaxing your body as you continue the rhythm of your deep, slow breathing through your nose, relaxing your body a little more with each exhale. Let's read from the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 10 says, "We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Verse 19, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through his body, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." This is all imagination language. So imagine yourself entering God's most holy presence, but without fear and without shame, because of the blood of Jesus completely washing away your guilt and shame. The body of Jesus taking all your sin and guilt and fear and shame upon himself and nailing it to the cross with him. Use your imagination to see yourself joyfully drawing near to God with full assurance and confidence because your heart has been cleansed from a guilty conscience and your body has been washed with the pure water of Jesus, the fountain of living waters. Imagine your body completely washed, completely cleansed, all because of Jesus sacrificing his body on the cross for you. While you're still focused on your deep and relaxed breathing, use your imagination to feel this truth in your body. using your biblically guided imagination, feel this image God's Spirit is giving you through His Word, this image of Jesus having already completely cleansed you and washed your body by giving His body as an eternal sacrifice for all your sins. You have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Once for all, you have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Therefore, since you have confidence to enter the most holy place in the universe, the very presence of God, by the blood of Jesus, draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having your heart sprinkled. Now, this is Old Testament imagery of the priest making something or someone holy by sprinkling the blood of a sacrifice. So let's read it again. Having your heart sprinkled to cleanse you from a guilty conscience, and having your body washed with pure water. This whole passage is filled with imagery. So imagine these images. Focus on intentionally letting go of tension and any unconsciously clenched muscles in different parts of your body. As you think through this image of already having been made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus once for all, imagine yourself with confidence and assurance entering the most holy place, drawing near to God, having your heart sprinkled from a guilty conscience, and having your body washed with pure water. Let's focus on different parts of your body. Bring your awareness to your head. And let go of any tension in your scalp. You've been made holy by the blood of Jesus once for all. Let go of the tension in your forehead, behind your eyes, around your eyes, your eyelids, letting go of the muscles that so often hold our tension. Your body's been washed with pure water to cleanse you from a guilty conscience. Now bring your awareness to your cheeks, letting go of any stress, any tension, any clenched muscles in your cheeks, your jaw, letting your jaw completely relax, your tongue. Your tongue is one big muscle. Just let it go all the way deep into your throat. Now bring your awareness down to your neck, up the back of your head. Just letting go of clenched muscles, letting go of tension in your head. Your whole head now, just focusing on completely letting go of clenched tension, stress, tightness. Again, down to your neck, to your shoulders. Letting your shoulders drop. Letting go of tightness. Down your arms. Into your hands and fingers. Remember, we've said in previous episodes that one form of prayer is simply a conscious awareness of God's presence and love. Be conscious right now, just awareness of God's presence in you and around you, and his love for you, that Jesus became your sacrifice, his body for your body, his death for your death, so that you can be free of a guilty conscience and have your body washed with pure water, so that you can enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the body of Jesus, so that you can draw near to God with confidence and assurance. Tim Keller says, prayer is awe before an infinite force, and yet it's intimacy with a personal friend at the same time. I'll read it again. Prayer is awe before an infinite force, and yet it's intimacy with a personal friend at the same time. Using your imagination, feel this awe before the infinite power and glory and holiness of God, the God that created this universe. And feel the calm and the peace and the love and the assurance and comfort and confidence of intimacy with Jesus as your personal friend. Feel both at the same time. Awe and intimacy. The infinite God who created this universe and Jesus as your personal friend at the same time. Feel this imagination in your body. You have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Therefore, since you have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having your heart sprinkled to cleanse you from a guilty conscience, and having your body washed with pure water. Continue to focus on relaxing your body as you continue the rhythm of your deep, slow breathing through your nose. Use your imagination to feel these truths of this Bible verse into your body, already made holy by the body of Jesus once for all. Confidence to enter the awe of the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, not by your own righteousness, but by his. Drawing near in intimacy, drawing near to God with the full assurance of all that God is for you in Christ. Having your heart sprinkled to cleanse you from a guilty conscience, and having your body washed with pure water. This is all imagery, so imagine it. True of you right now. Imagine this into your body. Now bringing your awareness to your back. Your upper back, your lower back. Letting go of tense muscles, clenched muscles, releasing. Now your gut, your belly, your stomach. Up to your chest. Now down to your pelvic area, your buttocks, your hips. your thighs. Your calves, your knees, your ankles, your feet, your toes, imagine and feel this reality within your body. You have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. Therefore, since you have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having your heart sprinkled to cleanse you from a guilty conscience, and having your body washed with pure water. Feel this truth into your face and hands and feet at the same time, relaxing your whole body in the comfort of this truth, cleansed from a guilty conscience, washed with pure water, already made holy, confidence to enter the most holy place, drawing near to God with full assurance. Feel this in your entire body all at once. Feel your body from within and bring this spiritual truth into your body. Your body has been washed with the pure water of the living water, the fountain of living water, the Holy Spirit who is in you, cleansing you from a guilty conscience, already having made you holy, and that's why your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit right now, connecting with the God of the universe in this moment, in awe and intimacy. Feel that in your whole body. Let's pray. God, I draw near to you. I come into the presence of the most holy place in the universe, and that's your throne, that's your presence. And I come with awe, and I come with confidence. I have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Because of that, I can have confidence to enter your most holy place by the blood of Jesus. I draw near to you with a sincere heart. I draw near to you with full assurance because I trust in all that you are for me in Christ. I trust in all that you have already done for me in Christ, having my heart sprinkled to cleanse me from a guilty conscience of all my sin, having my body washed with pure water, my body washed with pure water, so that my body can be a holy temple of your Holy Spirit. And so I present my entire body to you. I submit my entire body to you, every cell in my body. It's already yours because you're the giver of all life. But I draw near to you and I enter your most holy place through the body of Jesus so that my body can be washed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of my God. This is my confidence. This is my assurance. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app. so others can find it more easily. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Look for a new episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning.